An Unbeatable Team by Jane McBride, based on a true story. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. It was Saturday morning, and that meant basketball. Tyrell ran to the car. He was going to the church with Dad to watch him play his first game with a team from the ward.
I bet you'll make a lot of baskets, Dad,
Tyrell said. He could hardly wait to see it.
Well, I'm kind of out of practice, but I'll do my best.
Dad gave Tyrell a quick grin. Tyrell smiled back.
You'll be the best player on the team.
There was nothing Dad couldn't do. Last week, he'd even helped Tyrell build an Aztec temple with sugar cubes for a history project. Dad ruffled Tyrell's hair.
Thanks, buddy. You can be my cheering section.
Tyrell gave a big whoop and ran to the church door. As soon as they walked inside, Dad looked around and frowned.
What's wrong?
People should be here cleaning already.
Together, Dad and Tyrell walked up and down the halls and checked the classrooms. The only people they saw were the men gathered in the gym to play basketball. Dad said to one of them,
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to play. Tyrell and I need to take care of something else.
What was Dad up to?
Tyrell wondered. They walked to the janitor's closet.
Change of plans,
Dad said, opening the door.
We're trading basketballs for brooms this morning.
But what about your game?
Sometimes you have to put aside your plans to do something that needs to be done. This is one of those times.
Dad smiled at Tyrell.
Are you with me?
Yeah,
Tyrell said. Even cleaning the church would be fun if he did it with Dad.
Hey, let's have a prayer before we start,
Dad said, and they both folded their arms.
Father in heaven, we are grateful we can serve thee today. Please bless our efforts that they will be pleasing to thee.
For the next few hours, Dad and Tyrell vacuumed, cleaned chalkboards, and wiped down windows. They set up chairs in the classrooms and emptied trash cans. Tyrell scrunched up his face when it was time to do the bathrooms. Sometimes he had to clean the bathroom at home, and he wasn't crazy about it.
We're almost done.
Dad squirted cleaner in the sinks and toilets and scrubbed them while Tyrell mopped the floors and polished the mirrors. Finally, they carried out all the trash.
Thanks for all your hard work,
Dad said as they climbed back in the car.
I couldn't have finished as fast without you. I'm proud of you.
Tyrell felt warmth in his chest. He'd been excited to watch Dad play, but teaming up with Dad was even better. Together, they were unbeatable. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Make a Father's Day trophy. You'll need paint, a cup, thick paper, scissors, glue, and markers. Paint the cup and paper the same color. Cut out handles and a circle and glue them on. Write or paint a message on the cup for someone you love.
End of the story, An Unbeatable Team. Read by Enzo Patello, Scott Christopher, and Terrell Williams.